This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We have another cold week on tap. Hockey weather, if you will. Girls State Hockey Tournament starts Wednesday with 1A, 2A on Thursday. We'll have the pairings coming up in a bit. Four Nations Tournament underway right now. So the NHL is idle. Jess Myers covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press and good enough to join us. And Jess, I thought you'd be in the Caribbean or in California, maybe Hawaii taking a break, but no, you're here in the cold, hard at it, right?
In fairness, I did get back from Mexico yesterday. So I did go spend a nice 6 days in Playa del Carmen, spent a little beach time, spent a lot of pool time, explored, you know, different brands of cerveza to see which one I like best. So,
nice.
Yeah, I did get a nice little break from the weather, and thank you to the NHL for this nice 2 week break here for the Four Nations, and not just for the time off, but the hockey has been fantastic. So, this has been a lot of fun. Good idea by the NHL.
Yeah. So, enjoy Mexico, and for a kid from War Road, That's a different experience than winter in War Road, man. That's...
Absolutely. In fact, a couple days ago, I want to say Thursday, my father texted me to let me know it was, I think, 27 below in War Road. And I looked at my temperature gauge there, and it was 78 above. So more than 100 degrees difference at that point. Yeah.
Did you rub it in at all?
You know, I try not to. But, you know, I'm not going to hide the fact that I... You know, my wife and I spent the money, and we went someplace tropical, and we enjoyed ourselves. You know, we all make choices. Some people like ski vacations. Some people like fishing trips. I'm one who's perfectly content to sit by a pool and have a beverage and you know, read a book and listen to a little music, and that's just kind of what I like to do. I'll say this, though, Steve. I discovered about myself, because I spend a lot of time in Arizona and that part of the world, I discovered I'm much more of a desert person than I am a tropics person, because that humidity does get to you after a while.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. My mom and dad winter down in Arizona, and my youngest went to school in Arizona. And
there you go.
I much prefer that to say
yep.
Florida, Texas. I like the dry heat, even if it's 110. It's hot, there's no doubt about it, but that humidity is indeed tough. Let's get into today. Huge game, United States, Canada, whether it's the men or the women, whether it's the juniors or the guys who play in the NHL, that's always great sports theater.
Absolutely. You know, keep in mind, a lot of the players on Team Canada live in the United States. They play for American NHL teams. A lot of the guys on Team USA, you know, may have played junior in Canada or, you know, have played with a lot of Canadian teammates over the years. So a lot of friends that play here, and always a fun game. Now, it's fun. I had lunch with my son today, and we were talking about this. You know, boy, big game tonight. Team USA's got to win this one. he's of this theory, and if you think about it, it makes a little bit of sense. You know, you watch the World Juniors, and how often have we seen a first-round matchup or an initial-round matchup between the U.S. and Canada, and the U.S. has played their hearts out, and they've won the game, and then they go to the medal round, and Canada finds a way to win. Yeah. So my son's theory was almost, you know, if Team USA loses this one, it's okay, because that way you can set up a rematch in the medal round and you can win that game. And that game will be played in Boston on American soil. So, just a thought, just a little strategic thinking here. Not that you ever want to lose a game, but, you know, if Canada pulls this one out tonight, it's not the end of the world quite yet.
And then the Swedes and the Finns play quite a game, goes into overtime. Finland wins it, but Filip Gustafsson left early after giving up 2 goals and 4 shots.
Yeah, and, you know, initially the thought was they pulled him after the end of the first period after giving up, like you say, half of the shots he faced went in. The reporting now out of Montreal is that he had an illness. You know, he kind of pulled himself from that game. Now, I was joking with Lindsay off air, maybe he got sick because he had given up 2 goals on 4 shots. Because I think, you know, any good goalie, that would make you sick to your stomach in a certain setting. But, and he played so well against Team Canada, almost stole that game for them. And, you know, that was the night that it seemed like Joel Eriksson Ek was everywhere on the ice. You know, the Swedes from the Minnesota Wild did just about everything. Then Team USA wins their first game, and lo and behold, we get a goal where Brock Faber shoots it and Matt Boldy tips it in. So, a little credit to Bill Guerin, not only for his job putting together Team USA, but for this Minnesota Wild roster he's put together, because they've been stars on the international stage in this tournament.
Jez Myers joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. The Wild get back at it in Detroit out of the break, and we should point out that game is on free over-the-air TV. That game will be on ABC. When they come out of the break. So that's kind of cool.
On a Saturday afternoon. So, that would be kind of a throwback to the old, you know, Peter Puck days or something like that. Kind of fun that way. Steve, you teased it, by the way, that you're going to give out the girls' hockey seedings.
Yes.
Little bit of controversy there already before we've even played a game. I glanced at them, and, you know, I won't spoil your news, but I'll just throw this out there. A team that's been ranked number one in the state for the last 3 months somehow got to be the third seed.
Is that hometown War Road in the 1-8 tournament?
That might be the three-time defending state champion. Somehow, number one ranked team in the state for the last 3 months got ranked third in the seedings today. So you kind of wonder, what's up there. You know what the thinking was. I'm sure there was some logic behind it. I'll say this, as one of my lifelong friends that I've known since, you know, we went to kindergarten together, Izzy Marvin, the coach of Warroad, man, the last thing you want to do is give him a chip for his shoulder, because, oof, man.
Well, let's spill the beans. 1-8 tournament starts Wednesday, 11 a.m. game, number 7, Fergus Falls opens the tournament against number 2, Orono. Then around 1 o'clock, number 3 Warroad against Marshall, and then in the evening, number 1 Dodge County, the number 1 seed from Dodge County, takes on, River Lakes. That's a 6 o'clock game. They're the number 8, and then in the nightcap, they say 8, but it usually ends up 8:30, 8:45. Number 5 Proctor Hermantown against number 4. Holy Angels. That is a 1-8 tournament. So there you go.
Yep.
Are you going to be over there at all this week?
I will say this. I went over this with my friend Chris Long from Channel 5 not too long ago, because he knows all things prep sports. If you look at the head-to-head matchups, okay, Dodge County played Orono and won. Orono played Warroad and won. So if you go straight by head-to-head matchups, the seedings make a little bit more sense. Yeah. But again, you know, if you're Warroad and you were looking for some reason to get fired up to try and win a fourth state championship, that might be the hey nobody believed in us inspiration they need. But it'll be a great tournament no matter how it all plays out.
And then 2A on Thursday, and we'll talk more about this a little bit later on in the program. 11 a.m. Thursday in St. Paul, XL Energy Center. Number 7, Rosemount against number 2, Centennial Spring Lake Park. They've had a phenomenal year. And then their 8th trip in a row, number 6, Andover against number 3, Hill Murray. And by the way, I called Hill Murray's section final win over Woodbury at Aldrich on Thursday night on NSPN.TV. And that is a family affair. John Pohl, his wife Chrissy on the bench, and then daughters Emily and Anna on the ice. So it's a pretty good run. And Hill Murray, an unbelievably young team. 8th graders, 9th graders, sophomores playing a big role for the Pioneers. So look out for them. That is a 1 o'clock game. Then a number 1 CD Dyna takes on number 8 Farmington at 6. And then in the nightcap, number 5 Holy Family. They knocked off number 1 ranked Minnetonka in overtime last night to get to state. They take on Moorhead in the nightcap, and the Spuds are the number 4 seed. So girls hockey center stage next week in St. Paul. So
Moorhead having a fun year in hockey, by the way. Their boys team has been ranked number 1 in the state in double A for a lot of the time, and their girls team is very good as well. So fun year up in Moorhead for the young Spuds, and that's and still the great, maybe the greatest nickname in all of high school sports, the Moorhead Spuds.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
For sure. And no school logs more miles in the bus than Moorhead, because they're coming down to the cities all the time to get games. They spend a lot of time on I-94. It's just insane. A couple other things. Let's talk a little Golden Gopher hockey. The men taking on Michigan and in Ann Arbor and trying to get the split later today.
Yeah, and here's my big side story to that series. Aaron Hughlin, literally like a week after he became a father, finally gets to play a series at Yost Ice Arena. A couple years ago, he tested positive for COVID. He couldn't play. Last year, he was injured, couldn't go to Yost. This year, he finally gets to play at Yost. I saw he got an assist last night in a good game, an overtime game won by Michigan. The upshot of that, Gophers losing last night, they controlled their own destiny going into this series. If they would have won 6 games in a row, they would have won the Big Ten title. Well, now the upshot of them getting beat last night in an overtime game is they no longer control their own destiny. Michigan State kind of back in the driver's seat to win the Big Ten title for a second year in a row. Michigan State's idle this weekend, but for a lot of these Gophers that have been going there for a long time, tonight's going to be their last game at Yost, and you know, it'll just be a fun one.
Yeah, and finally, Jess, Golden Gopher women have dropped 4 in a row. Final game of the Ohio State series, got swept, blown out by the Badgers in Wisconsin, 8-2 and 6-1. And then they drop one at Ritter to St. Cloud State, 4-3. They'll try and salvage a split at St. Cloud, and that game underway right now.
Underway right now. St. Cloud was up 1-0 the last I saw, so that would be an extreme rarity for the Huskies to get a sweep in that series. But don't count out St. Cloud. That is an up-and-coming program. When you look at what they've done in recent years, kind of getting a little better each year, getting a little more action out of the transfer portal, and a kind of a program on the rise there at St. Cloud State, and good for them.
Well, and if they do drop the game today, that would be a 5-game losing streak. How many have there been in the history of that program?
There can't be that many, I'll tell you.
No.
You're talking about one of the true blue bloods in collegiate women's hockey.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, always good to visit with you, and welcome back. I'm glad you enjoyed the R&R in Mexico.
I did enjoy it, but ready to get back. Let's get this Four Nations thing done. It's been a lot of fun, and then let's get back to the wild plan, right?
Yeah, for sure. There he is, Jess Myers, Pioneer Press, joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We'll have the weather in a moment, and we still have a lot coming up. Phil Miller from Fort Myers. Twin spring training underway. Games start soon. You'll hear select spring training games here on News Talk 830-WCCO, and then all 162 regular season games, and then hopefully, fingers crossed, postseason here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.